Dirt roads zigzag through the Uinta Basin, connecting thousands of oil and gas wells. The area is rich in these natural resources, and many of the towns that have sprouted up in this rangeland are built around the drilling and extraction of these resources. The future of these wells and the people who make a living from them is uncertain, as oil prices remain at some of the lowest levels seen in years.
In the month of December, oil prices have decreased between 35 to 40%.
That's Utah State University Professor of Economics Benjamin Blau. He says these low prices stem from a slower global demand for oil while production is increasing.
Currently, Utah is ranked 11th in the nation in oil production, and so whenever oil prices decrease, you can expect to see slower production.
Nearly 3 weeks ago, I spoke with Alan Parker, Vernal Assistant City Manager. At the time, he hadn't really seen any changes to the economic indicators he uses to track the health of the area. The unemployment rate was steady at 2.9%, and he said that he had heard that oil companies were moving workers from other areas of the nation, where drilling is more expensive, to the basin.
I honestly haven't seen really any changes from my seat. I have some close friends that own a couple small businesses here in town, and they tell me the same.
Between when I spoke with Parker and now, things seem to be changing for the worse. How long the prices will stay this low and how serious the problem is going to get is unclear. But one thing that is obvious is that companies are starting to lay people off.
Every day I go to work, I worry that it might be the time when they say we're closing up shop.
That's Lance Richens. He's a lifelong resident of Vernal and works for a company that services the drilling rigs. For him, cycles of prosperity and drought are a normal part of living in the area, but he says he's never seen something like this happen so quickly before.
About the last 3 weeks or so, all the oil field companies have started to lay off, and a lot of the oil companies now are laying their drilling rigs down because it's just not cost effective to drill at this time.
Tammy Lucero is the Uinta County Economic Director. She says oil companies are just trying to figure out what to do next.
What I have been told and what I'm seeing is sort of a holding steady at this point, meaning not a whole lot of capital investment and just sort of seeing how it goes in the next few months or year.
Unfortunately, a lot of times local government doesn't have a lot of power or control when it comes to these things that happen at a national or an international level.
That was Parker again. Both he and Lucero say the area has been working to diversify other income sources, like tourism and recreation, to offset their reliance on the oil and gas industry. While this is helping, the basin's economic bedrock remains resource extraction. And if there's less workers and money from that sector, everyone will feel it. Oil field worker Richens.
If this continues and oil doesn't rebound soon, I think a lot of people are going to be without work. And of course, that's going to trickle down into the rest of the town as far as restaurants and the stores and that, because people are not going to be spending money. So it's going to hurt the entire economy of the basin.
Economist Blau doesn't think all of the news is negative, however.
There's the trade-off between a reduction in employment in some areas of the state, including the Uinta Basin. And there's certainly an increase in consumption in the state because money that would have otherwise been going to purchase gasoline is now going to be either spent here in the country or close by.
Richens again.
You know, it's good for everyone that gas prices are down. It sure makes it easier on everyone as far as buying fuel, and that's great. But everyone needs to remember that in Utah, that is tied to a lot of people's jobs, too.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Elaine Taylor.
Support for this UPR special program, The Cost of Oil, is made possible in part by our members and Utah Conservation Corps, with summer opportunities for the 2015 field season, including the fossil-free bike crew, on the web at utahconservationcorps.org, and Import Auto in Logan, a TechNet service center with Ron Stagg and Brian Morgan, offering import and domestic auto repair, including preventative maintenance services for 30, 60, and 90,000-mile checkups. Online at import-auto.biz.